Motorist to Protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we're talking about food waste. Of all the food you buy, how much do you actually eat? And what happens with the leftovers? We also speak with Portlaoise Heritage Officer Thomas Carolyn about how to shop local and ways you can be more sustainable.
People would argue that what can be done by the individual won't be that effective, but I don't think so, because what's done en masse, if everyone was, we'll take food for example, to shop local and not to over-purchase food, this accumulated effect would have a real impact on reducing food waste. And a big part of it would be become more aware of the embedded carbon and the carbon footprint of what we're eating. So that would be another reason to eat locally. And when people make those individual choices consistently, they can have a big impact. It would be wrong to say there's one silver bullet answer for something like food waste, because it is complex, but I do think people have the power to make individual choices every day that can make a difference.
Does local pride play a part in reducing food waste? If we care more about where our food comes from, do we take greater care about where it will go?
I can understand when people, if it's a price-sensitive issue that you're looking for something that isn't as expensive, or you know, to save money on shopping. But where possible, I think to shop locally, and that feeds into the idea of people having an awareness and a pride of where the food comes from, just has multiple benefits for the local economy, and on this larger topic as we're talking about, for the environment. But it is a huge issue. I know there are non-profit organisations, I think off the top of my head, like Food Cloud, that address issues with food waste. I think it's a challenge, and a lot of it comes down to a sort of an environment that we've become accustomed to.
A study from a local enterprise office found that more than 80% of Irish consumers are now more likely to shop local. So, what can we expect to see?
In the future, the irony is that there might be a move back towards, in inverted commas, more traditional ways in the past, how people shopped, buying local and buying ingredients and products that have less packaging and bringing their own containers. And this is what we would say older people would recognise in terms of shops that they would have known growing up. And you see these sort of shops popping up in certain places now, where you go in, you can buy grain, you can buy flour, but it's not packaged, and you're just going in and bringing your own container. These types of approaches would make a huge difference, and I think it's inevitable that we'll probably go in that direction.
We spoke with some people in Offaly about their food waste habits. Paddy from Tullamore doesn't let anything go to waste.
Generally speaking, if there's bread left over, we have an old-fashioned way of dealing with that, as to make bread pudding. She doesn't waste anything, because I remember food was a scarce commodity when I was growing up, and you had to look after everything. And I actually thought bananas were black until I grew up, because my mother used to buy them cheap. And so that's the story there. So that's what I think of food waste. I know years ago the people used to, the peelings of potatoes, when they were cooked, used to feed them to pig. And people used to have a pig maybe in the back, and when they sold that pig, it was a few bob extra they had, and it didn't cost much to feed them, because the scraps, peelings of potatoes and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So things like that, and that has been forgotten by a lot of people nowadays, because they have too much and they can throw away food, and they don't realise how wasteful it is, money-wise and otherwise. The older person is aware and kind of budgets their amount of money they have to spend on food, because that's the way they grew up. Whereas the younger people, food is comes about too easily for them.
We don't have any waste. Brown bin here only maybe 6 months ago, so we have to wait for a test.
We recycle everything, but for food waste, there's nowhere to go. So it's, obviously, if you have it near the house, you're going to get a lot of smell off it, you know what I mean? Whereas if you had, let's say, a recycling facility out in Derrycloor, and you had somewhere you could dispose of it, you could do it on a weekly basis. Yeah, well, I mean, if it can be used for energy or whatever the case may be, or whatever byproducts, you know, can be get off it, as opposed to just throwing it in the landfill. You know, along with all the plastics that's thrown into it and everything else, but, you know, Yeah.
For more information about what you can do with your food waste and ways to help the environment, visit arseprotect.ie or view our fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.